Knowing the in and out breath, along with silently reciting Butoh, is the main foundation. It is within Satipatthana, which is the four foundations of mindfulness. Repeating the meditation word, knowing the breath, knowing the bodily movement, these are the foundations to prevent the mind from wandering outwards. We must train in it. Like right now we are sitting, we can train well. Later when we walk, we also have mindfulness with every step. When receiving food, we have mindfulness. While eating, chewing, and swallowing, we also try to have mindfulness of this. We do not think of other things. If we come to the monastery to offer alms, waiting for the monks to arrive, we recite Butoh Dhammo Sangho, Butoh Dhammo Sangho. We only talk about wholesome, meritorious things. The mind feels at ease. Or if we are driving to the monastery, we can also chant in the car. Let the mind become bright and more uplifted. When we arrive at the monastery and see the trees, the mind becomes refreshed. Joy and happiness may arise. We are offering alms and it brings up happiness. We have already prepared our mind since home, since cooking rice last night, since preparing and buying food. So these are acts of merit. This merit is important, and the merit of a peaceful mind is truly great merit. It brings coolness and serenity. Even though the weather may be hot, the mind can be cool. The mind can be cool through this peacefulness. This energy that gathers together, the mind becomes still. Every time we think, it is equal to our mind losing energy. Each time we receive a sense or mental impression, the mind grasps it, and the strength of the mind becomes less and weaker, then the practice yields little result. So we must set up our intentions. Intend that we will receive fewer sense impressions, only as much as necessary. And then we observe. Observe and know that this world is chaotic, without morality. There is fighting and killing each other. When morality is violated, chaos arises. So if there's no morality, then chaos will arise. Therefore, we ourselves as Buddhists, we seek peace. We try to train the mind to be calm. In the beginning, it is difficult. It is troublesome. Sometimes after sitting for 1 hour, the mind may be peaceful for only 5 minutes. When I was training, it was also difficult. I wanted the mind to be still, but it was not yet still. So I had to use perceptions and memories, recollecting the Buddha, whose great compassion is vast and immeasurable, without limit or boundary. Continuing on with that recollection and silently repeating Butoh, and then contemplating that this body must die. After death, the body changes its condition. Because in its current state, we still see the body as beautiful, as something real, as a self. But we must take it to the end, to death. After death, it decays. It's no longer beautiful. It's not a self. It breaks apart and dissolves. Doing it repeatedly like that, and our minds are in a good state already, then it sees the present moment. It does not see the body as a self. It may see just a walking skeleton. Or if we touch our hand, it is just bones. It's not truly us. The breath comes in, the breath stays for a moment, and then it ceases. This too is not ourselves. The more we practice, we may see the true state of the Dhamma, and then we recollect that truth of Dhamma that we have once experienced, and the mind becomes peaceful. The mind is rapturous and joyous. like when we recollect the precepts we have kept, or the taking of precepts, or even on the days when we didn't come to the monastery to formally receive the precepts, we can recollect that we have offered Sangha Dana, offered triple robes, offered alms bowls, offered food, and we can feel a sense of fulfillment. See, what we're doing each day is so that we can recollect it easily. They are actions that become easy to remember. Then our mind becomes radiant and bright. And if we have seen into the truth of the Dhamma, seen beyond conventions and into liberation, then we recollect to that moment. There was once a moment when we saw material and mental phenomena as not self, even if it was just for a flash, and the mind is filled with joy. There is no self, no me at all. Seeing people walking back and forth, they may appear like robots, and we continue to recollect. And if we're not yet able to, then first train the mind to be peaceful. We can use wisdom to develop samadhi, concentration, or use concentration to develop wisdom. Keep trying to train or cultivate our mind like this again and again, and wisdom will arise. If thoughts become distracted, remind yourself, it is uncertain, impermanent. Bring the mind back. Guard and observe our minds. Whatever it thinks, whatever it fabricates, whatever it constructs, it is ignorance that is creating stories, creating existences and births. When we receive a pleasant sense impression, the mind fabricates something. When we receive an unpleasant impression, the mind fabricates something for us to see. So we should watch right there. Keep watching, keep knowing. Right here, we train the mind so that the one who knows arises. The one who knows will train the mind. Is the one who knows us? Well then, for now, let's hold on to the one who knows as us for the time being. We are the one who knows, but one day we must let go of even the one who knows. Use it to train the mind. The one who knows is the noble path. It is sila, morality, samadhi, concentration, and panya, wisdom. It trains our minds. If we don't train the mind, it will become deluded, clinging to self, to me, to them, and like this, suffering arises. The five aggregates are like a glowing red-hot iron ball. Touch any part of the red iron ball, and it's all hot. The body is the same, the mind is the same, memory is the same. The mental formations, memory, feeling, consciousness is the same. Sense consciousness performs its function as normal. The eye sees form, and there arises a feeling of seeing, or hearing, smelling, tasting flavors. But it's extremely quick, very quick. It's quick in the sense that the sense of self arises right away. The moment seeing happens, the self arises. The moment hearing happens, the self arises. It arises this fast, so what should we do? We practice. We ask, is there really a self? Is there really a they? Practice to have knowing to be in time of things as they arise. Slowly, gradually train, little by little. Then this peacefulness improves. The doubts in practice become less. And some people have a lot of doubt. As for myself, I had so much doubt, so much restlessness. But Venerable Ajahn Chah gave me teachings. He trained and refined my character. By listening to the Dhamma and practicing, little by little it got better. One method is simple. Practice by silently repeating Bhutto. For those who think too much and want to stop thinking, just repeat Bhutto a lot, only that. Or repeat Bhutto Dhammo Sangho. Or the verse beginning with Itipiso for 108 times. This is all for the purpose of calming the mind. And once the mind is calm, just the one word Butto is left. Then you've got it. Breathing in But, breathing out To, But, To. Inhale But, exhale To. Keep doing it, just like this. If the mind keeps thinking and won't stop, then alternate between using contemplation. Some people can't stay with just Butto alone. It doesn't hold. So they contemplate. And when it becomes too much to handle, use the contemplation of death. Life is uncertain. Death is certain. We definitely must die. The end of this life is death. Life is not sure. Death is for sure. We can contemplate death in this way. When we contemplate death, the mind becomes still, and we feel a sense of dispassion, that truly life is uncertain, and the remaining life, we don't know how much is left. All right, then, let us create goodness first. No matter what, we must die. So why be greedy? Why be angry? Hold grudges, when we will soon die. Why be deluded and cling to this and that as mine? This world only lets us stay temporarily. No one can stay and own anything forever. For a period of time, we have the right to stay and use things, but we must eventually leave them behind. Even though we have earned them ourselves, built them ourselves in this very life, they still belong to this world. Thinking and contemplating like this, the mind can become peaceful. Sometimes there is still anger and resentment. Then we reflect, hey, who am I resenting? Their ignorance causes problems in their own mind, and our own ignorance causes problems for us. When it's like this, we cannot destroy someone else's ignorance. We must destroy our own ignorance, and we must do it ourselves too. The Sammasambuddha, the perfectly self-awakened Buddha, was only one who showed the way. If the Tathagata, the Buddha, could do it for us, he would have already removed ignorance from this world, and we all would be arahants, fully enlightened. But it doesn't work like that. Yet the Buddha could show the path. And if we practice according to the path the Buddha taught, we can become arahants. So we must persevere. We must do it ourselves. Atahi atano nato. Oneself is one's own refuge. Our refuge is goodness itself. Therefore, recollect goodness often, until our mind is free from restlessness. Then it will become peaceful. When the mind and heart are calm, inner radiance arises. We will see some peace arise. Oh, so this is how important it is. The mind is cool, at ease. The body feels light. The mind feels light. Oh, it's empty. If we reach this point, we will see the result of the practice that we have devoted ourselves to year after year. We see the result, and concentration arises. Then we will have faith to practice on our own. There's no need to force it. In the beginning, we do have to force it, though. Force ourselves to sit meditation, to walk meditation. Later, we see the benefit of training the mind. We see the harm of a mind that is chaotic. Sometimes even while asleep, it continues in dreams. It becomes chaotic. Anger, resentment, cruelty appear even in dreams. It fabricates unwholesome things again, like that. Sleep is not peaceful. So we must cultivate metta, loving-kindness meditation, so that sleep will be peaceful and not troubled. We must be diligent. We must try to train our mind like this, to stay with the inner Buddha. we want our mind to become the inner Buddha. In the beginning, we must keep recollecting the Buddha first. The Buddha is the one who knows, who is awake, who is radiant. That is the perfectly self-awakened Buddha. And when our heart recollects the one who knows, the one who is awake, who is radiant, our heart will gradually awaken. It awakens from all the delusion. Defilements do not allow our hearts to be radiant. See, when we are greedy, the heart is not radiant. When we are angry or deluded, the heart is not radiant. The radiance of the world, it is not beyond the world. It is not true radiance. Like when we obtain something, there is happiness. But when we are separated from it, suffering comes up again. It does not end. Do you see this? So we observe. Will desire ever end? A person may have $1 million and think they are comfortable. Then later they have 5 million and still they don't stop. Will they stop at 10 million? They still won't stop. It keeps going like that. So where will it stop? It must stop in the mind. Therefore it is said that all desires are never enough, never satisfied. Nati tanha samma nadi. No river, however wide or vast, can be compared to craving. Craving is greater than that. Therefore, we must train the mind to have loving kindness and compassion, or else hatred, resentment, and ill will keep arising in this heart. They have been here for a long time already, as latent tendencies. So we train the mind to be peaceful. These things obstruct the mind. They are defilements as obstructions. They are Mara, the destroyer of peace. So we must train until we can get it, till the knowing, awakened, radiant one arises in our hearts. When the mind becomes peaceful, we see, ah, the heart can truly be like this. Before it was chaotic, and we didn't even know what peacefulness was like. Once peacefulness is there, we have something to compare to. Before it was hot, now it is cooler. Yes, it has become cooler. And when our mood is calm and we go into a chaotic society, we will immediately know, oh, this is very chaotic. People talk only about wars, about fighting and killing, about politics and conflicts. Oh, these are all heated mind states of greed, anger and delusion. No, that's not what we want. We seek peace and coolness. And then we will associate with good friends, companions who follow the path, who also seek peace and coolness. And everyone's face is smiling, radiant, joyful. There's only giving, only forgiving, only wishing for merit. May you all set your hearts on this. May you grow in blessings.